Oh shit! Here we are.
It's 8:30.
And
welcome to the Intel Scanner.
To the Intel Scanner.
MTRadio.net. Brought to you by Puppet Master Publishing and
Serco
Technologies. Sponsored by Serco.
The Serco Corporation.
Sound by the Total Wreck.
Sound by the Total Wreck.
Who took off because he hates us.
No, props to the sound guy. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Sorry you had to go so soon. We shall see you on the flip, though. You know, it's been a crazy year. You know, they just banned light bulbs. They had made the regular old light bulbs that everyone's used to using.
Well, that finally went into effect.
Yeah, January 1st. That's January 1st.
You can't
I predict in January they're going to run out of the old school light bulbs, and you'll only be able to get the curly Q kind. You know what I'm talking about? The curly Q light bulbs, mm-hmm. the new ones that are supposedly
compact fluorescent
on power.
You can't get old light bulbs anymore.
Well, they
were. How are we supposed to smoke meth?
They can't make them.
Can't make them.
So
that's it's how you smoke meth. You can't find any other way to smoke meth.
Now you have to go to the glass spot on downtown, and he makes Lokers. Oh, they're not called
on the
oil
Democratic green agenda.
What if I'm already so weirded out that I don't want to leave my apartment?
I haven't seen a really good Loker in a long time. I was gonna name my last band that, but I just
Loker.
Loker.
Welcome to the stage.
Loker.
There has to be a band.
But I decided to name my dog that instead, so that when I'm running, when I'm walking him, and he runs away a lot, so I'll be walking down the street like Loker. Where are you, Loker?
Oh, people
Loker.
Think you're schizophrenic.
Loker. Have you seen my dog, Loker? The only thing better than that is to name him Doses. And then you're looking for your dog. Doses. Doses. Anybody? All right. So, it's now 2014. This is our second broadcast of 2014.
Yeah, we're going into, we had a little bit.
New Year's Eve, we went into 2014. So
this is our first time starting.
Our first time with a fresh broadcast, a fresh perspective, a brand new outlook. I have high hopes and expectations for this year. There's so much shit going to happen this year.
Yes.
Because it's been building up. A lot of shit happened in 2013.
Oh, the potential is
huge. We have a lot to talk about.
And we touched on a lot of that on our last show, what happened in 2013. It was more or less a recap of that. Now we're going to kind of predict and say where it's going in a trends type of fashion and our predictions for 2014.
We are the trendsetters.
Here
at the Intel Scanner.
We call them
Scanner.
Thanks for tuning in, folks.
See that? We need the
cool organ. So
we have an alcohol.
The light bulb thing. That's really kind of weird. Trying to tell us what kind of light bulbs we're going to have. I mean, it's like telling a girl what kind of dildo she should use.
Well, yeah.
Well,
you can't tell her that. She has to figure it out on her own which one she likes. You know?
Your coal-fired dildo.
And then she'll figure out that she's a fucking donkeys and not even.
It's polluting the environment.
And I'm sorry, folks.
You gotta switch into a steam model.
A family show, and
this is not a family show, and we need to put the disclaimer on.
Oh yeah.
This is for entertainment purposes only. Any characters, organizations, events portrayed in this broadcast are products of the producer's imagination.
And probably look like your mother.
Or are used fictitiously, and probably do.
And so, if it sounds like we're making fun of your mom,
we are.
We are. Sorry.
So
don't take it personal. Because
feel free to sue us at NBC.
NBC. CBS.
Yeah, where all you see is BS.
And Fox Broadcasting Network. If you want to call in and talk about your mom.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
We have a new number we're using tonight.
Because we'll tell you what the fuck to do with her.
Or what I've already done with her.
But at back. See, we just know.
Hey, yo. Hey, I still love your mom. I'm just saying. 406-702-9653. If you got through all that to the phone number, you commend to calling, because if you stuck through all that, I know you got something to say.
Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you.
That's 702-9653 on the Intel Scanner tonight. So, what do you think the biggest thing going to happen in 2014? What the hell could possibly be to top off like the Boston bombing and Sandy Hook and all that?
I'm kidding.
What could top that in 2014? What's going to be the big-ass bombshell? Something's coming up. Something is. They don't just let it go without having some kind of major crisis. Well, what's it going to be? What's the OJ?
North Korea blows themselves up.
Whoa.
Well, there we are.
That would be something. That would be...
What do we think about the government killing Barack Obama, like JFK?
I think that's a great idea.
I'm not advocating for it, but I'm saying, like, what do you think about, like, because he's put on such a pedestal, and JFK was put on such a pedestal, and it would, you could look at what Barack Obama could do. Barack Obama right now could burn down the White House and blame it on white domestic terrorists. And the country would be completely ablaze. Or, I mean, yeah. it depends on how the puppet masters want to play it. They could fake his death.
That's my prediction. If they do...
They could kill him, but fake it.
Flat. If there is some sort of Obama assassination in 2014, it's going to be fake. It's going to be a false flag. They're going to fake it. They're going to get him out of there. There's going to be a discrepancy with the body.
Kenyon.
All of a sudden, we can't see the footage. There'll be no footage. It'll be just like... Newsflash, the White House is on lockdown. Obama is missing. They can't find the body. And there's going to be a bunch of controversy about so much you'll never see a body. It'll be dead.
We are predicting it right now for 2014.
2014.
The false Obama assassination. Yes, false and it's going to be a bunch. Absolutely.
That's what I see is coming in this year. That would be the biggest thing of the year.
Where in the world is Obama president?
Where in the world is Barack Obama?
Right? And then there'll be some six different people that confess to it, and it'll be like, well, which one really did it?
It'll be some Jack Ruby and
crazy thing. Yes. Like, we'll get T-shirts that say "Who killed Obama?" and shit. It'll be great.
The Russians will come out in our support.
We are all Obama.
Right? It'll be the biggest martyr since, shall I say, Jesus? Even I mean, my goodness.
Putin will be wearing an Obama shirt.
Right? We are all Obama. I can see it. We are all Obama. like the bullshit we hope shirts. Like,
oh
hope.
Man,
and it shows him looking up.
Just saying.
That would be
the biggest thing to happen in 2014, and we're predicting it here first.
Here we are.
On the Intel Scanner.
On the Intel Scanner. We just broke the case wide open.
Broke it wide open.
Before it even happened.
Like Bill Cooper's talking about 9/11 before it happened. And stuff. You know what I mean?
We just cracked the case wide open. Feel free to call in.
At 702-9653. That's 406-702-9653. If you want to participate in the saving of Obama, we need to protect him.
We do.
Save Obama.
We need to sign...
Fuck the whales. Save Obama.
Well, we need to sign him up for Obamacare first. We need to make sure he gets Obamacare, and then...
And then if he does, like...
I wonder if he's signed up. What? I wonder if he has signed up.
He doesn't even have a Social Security number. I don't think he could sign up, actually, on that.
He goes for healthcare in Russia. He gets that good fucking Stalinista healthcare.
Right. He don't need it anyway.
Well, I can't believe we just cracked this case wide open.
He's still on his mama's health plan.
We are 7 days... Well, his mother was a drug whore, right? And she was in pornography and all. I remember looking her up a while back. I can't even remember the facts on
Obama's
his mother
was a drug whore. Well, that's what the rumor on the street is.
No, she like did pornography.
Like,
and stuff.
No, right? Yeah, that's what
like,
I heard
it's
too.
It's not. I mean, but she's like maybe she was like a CIA plant or something. I don't know.
I don't know either. No one knows. That's the thing. Who the hell is this guy? We don't know.
Nobody knows.
He's not just some cool kid from. From Chicago or something. Like, he ain't even from Chicago. If you knew Obama when you was going to school, call in. Because, I mean, that's who should call in. It's some crackhead. Crack with Obama back in the day, man. Yeah.
Well, I had a secret text. I had a secret email from somebody that was claiming to have had a gay affair with him.
From what I understand, everyone that Obama, all the men Obama have had sex with, Vladimir Putin was
his favorite.
Is really jealous about all of them and has had all of them murdered since they are together now.
Oh wow!
Because they've been together for a few years, Vladimir and Barack, Barry and Vlad.
I've heard that they are like a secret couple, like they go to bathhouses and stuff, like in drag and costumes. Yep,
and they
stuff.
Poop on each other. And they rub it all over and in big vats of urine.
That's pretty much what I've heard, actually. And there are pictures coming. We have pictures coming to verify all of this. And
well, we might not be able to make them pictures since Photoshop's becoming illegal. And aren't they outlawing some kind of Photoshop? They're making some law about models being able to Photoshop themselves for being on.
Because you show up and it's fake shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Tell you what you can't do is scan and print money. Most printers have inside their firmware. They won't print actual size.
Can you imagine how much money? Sure. Can you imagine how much money?
They purposely introduce artifacts. All the common printers do. Sorry to sidetrack. Okay.
Oh no, it's
so anyone out there with any tech savvy that there's a market for printers that actually print dollar bill size money.
Not that
so,
we would advocate.
I would never do anything like that.
Printing something worthless like U.S. dollars.
They're not really worth anything, anyways. I mean.
Well, you don't need to print U.S. What you need to do is take 20s and you bleach them out, or you take 1s and bleach them out and print 20s over it.
That has been done.
The Cuban Mafia did it for 20 years, and the Secret Service couldn't figure it out for 2 fucking decades. I mean, this isn't like a secret. They couldn't figure it out.
Serial numbers.
They couldn't figure it out. Where the fuck is all this extra income coming from? This is a nightmare. Along with all the other shit, I mean, they're going, I don't want to take anything back from the Secret Service.
New bills... They got so much, security measures put into
them
now.
But wouldn't it have been wild back in the day to have been that smart to just
nanotech in those bills nowadays?
Bleach out some ones and just print a 20 right over.
Not to mention, there's BPA in the ink they use. Did you know that? Bisphenol A.
And BPA is not good. That shit's in everything.
Yeah, I know. It's an estrogen mimicker. It's weird. It's making, even the runoff from that stuff is making frogs be asexual and not knowing, and they're... not be able to reproduce and causing birth defects in the sea life and marine life on the planet.
And why do these corporations keep using it and pumping it into everything?
We always ask that question. Nobody knows. I don't know.
Nobody knows. If anybody does know, call in.
I got a few ideas. We've said them before. I mean, this could be what? The aliens are trying to develop this habitat for themselves here, which is more radioactive and heavy metal saturated and... So they're spraying all these aerosols to change the atmosphere and of the Earth so that it's more habitable by them, so they can habitate here.
It has to be something like that. Why would these corporations and everything? Why would they be sabotaging?
I don't know. Maybe humans Mother are Earth. So adaptable that they're trying to mutate us into being adapted to that environment, huh? In our
who's,
three generations
who,
away.
Who's telling
who
me
knows?
This?
We're going to develop gills and all go back to the water. Who knows?
Was I can't remember who was telling me this. The children of Chernobyl, was that you?
There was a couple.
They were saying that was are super adaptive now. Right? I haven't even looked it up. I don't even know if that's fact or whatever.
Right. But, there was a Stuart Swerdlow interview that I watched, and he was interviewing this Russian couple, who had from childhood they were kind of sickly and were unhealthy, and then they I don't know how they met or whatever, but they. Wound up being around Chernobyl. They moved closer to that, and they started getting healthier. So they started going to uranium mines and other radioactive places to measure the effect it had on their bodies of enhancing their health instead of degrading it, because they think that they had mutated and using the nuclear energy of the radiation to actually... use that energy to run their bodies instead of using energy from food or whatever.
Well, so maybe the secret government is trying to just pump radiation on us to mutate us to maybe adapt us.
Maybe.
So that we're not...
That's a new one that I've just been thinking about.
I don't know. That's pretty good. That's interesting. That's pretty good. Wow. Well, we've already killed it. We're 14 minutes into the show. It's already done. That was it. That's all the material. So come check in next week with us. Just kidding. Here we are with the Intel Scanner.
We'd like 2014, big exciting year.
Yes. Yeah, yes, there's so much happening.
And I'm grateful just to be here. After all these years, I thought the show would be... I mean, even Al Gore thought that the polar ice caps would be all melted by now.
Dude, I thought Al Gore would have been melted by now. I thought his hair would have been melted by now.
Yeah, and that the oceans were going to overflow and the coastline was going to move back hundreds of miles and all that shit. He said that in the 70s. He's still trying to push that agenda.
Never believed the hype. Oh, dude, man, he's a stupid... Dude, he was
that born. Will be happening. We just don't know.
He's a total establishment fucking toilet head.
Well, all the statistics are pointing toward us going into another ice age, not a global warming age. So, right. Well, the data was off, and our
I think we're a little bit unsure of what happens exactly right before an ice age. But we are certainly due for one.
Yeah.
And we are in the longest warm spell we've seen.
And we've got super amounts of radiation and... We'll see how that all adds into everything.
Well, you know, on the flip side of that, it's always darkest before the dawn. Hope is just on the other side, around the corner, waiting to fall from heaven like droplets of happiness. Little rays of sunshine that pick you up when you're feeling blue.
And then Jesus came down 2014, and gave us all a hug.
That's the year of the magnetic pole switch, isn't it?
The sun's pole's flipped.
A few weeks ago. It always does, though.
A few weeks back, every 11 years, right? Every 11 years, there's a cycle.
Yeah.
Supposedly, the Earth's poles flip also every longer cycle.
Very long cycle.
And it might become supposedly kind of coming up on that also.
Within a window of thousands of years, we're due. And it is moving, and it's increasingly moving faster.
It's always moving, though.
Yeah, but it's...
It wanders. The magnetic poles wander, anyways.
They do.
And so...
But we're
within varying amounts of degrees, the pole will be in this place or that place, depending on where we are in relation to the galactic center and the gravitational pull of the sun, moon, all the other planets in the solar system. All that stuff comes into play.
I can't attribute it to all the causes. They move around
millennia,
but they're moving towards flipping. They think, and it's in our geologic record.
Sure, someone's calling in on the other number.
We do have a call in. Let's hi, how you doing?
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Awesome. What's on your mind tonight?
We were just wondering, people talk all the time about martial law, and a lot of people believe that that will be put in place, and we were just wondering what your guys' opinion was.
Well, martial law is a topic that...
Oh, we were about to get to it. Awesome.
It's on a lot of people's minds lately. I think that it looks like they're putting all kinds of rules and regulations in place to open up martial law. I think that they're implementing it so slowly, though, and incrementally, one little bit at a time, you know, that by the time that they get it all the way into place, no one's hardly going to notice because it's been just a little bit here and a little bit there. So it's going to be over time and not an all-at-once thing that they try to do with that.
What do you think about martial law? What do you think's coming?
All across the country, they're taking away more and more rights, especially with your children. They're trying to say that they're making more and more laws about parental rights are becoming less and less, especially. That's a huge front for them to take over the children, so that because once they have the children under their control, and
well, it's always about the children,
feeding them through a public education system.
We're handing over record numbers of children to the state these days.
And the Child Protective Services is like a shark
in
a whole sea full of goldfish, taking away more and more kids and putting them on drugs and brainwashing them into believing that it's a prison mentality almost is what I like to call it. Giving everyone in a free society a prison
last
mentality.
Days of proletariat,
like any moment you can be walked up on by a police officer or a goon squad, guys with guns that work for the government that are going to be doing checkpoints, wanting your DNA and wanting you to blow into a breathalyzer or take your blood. And if you refuse, they'll strap you to a board and take your blood and your DNA anyways. You know, it's already happening.
We got some already happening.
So, yeah. I mean, the biggest thing to trigger martial law, though, also to get back to the martial law thing, I think if they're going to have stage some sort of big event, like say something like a terrorist attack, like 9/11.
How about during the Super Bowl?
When the lights went out and stuff, that was crazy. Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
That was weird.
What are you guys doing? Just sitting around listening?
Yeah, we're just sitting around listening and smoking and seeing what you guys got to say tonight.
Right on. We're talking all kinds of crazy stuff, actually.
Yeah, I know. I heard you guys talking about Obama.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about Obama?
I fucked him.
Oh!
I'm not really, I don't really get into the whole, voting and all that stuff, but when everybody that talks about it makes good points about Obama, a lot of people say he's a coward and he backs down too quick, and I don't know. I don't know what I think.
I don't like
his insurance thing because he wants people to pay for insurance, but people are getting cut back hours at work because of it. If you don't have insurance, then you can only work part-time.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's where, how is it that a government that's supposed to serve the people is
You know what would save the economy? I've just figured it out right now. What would save everything is a Barack Obama, Vladimir Putin, gay porn. The sales off that would be so big. Would be so big, it'd be in the trillions. We could save the economy. Amen.
Wow.
Thank you. No?
I'll drink to that.
I think we need to start writing our senators.
Release.
It has been solved here on the Intel Scanner.
We need to write the NSA.
You heard it here first.
We did it.
Awesome. Well, Nina, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, that was it.
All right. You girls have a good night. And thanks
you
for listening.
Well.
And thanks for listening.
Thank
Tune
you.
In. All right. Love you later.
Love you later.
Thank you for the call in. Awesome.
That was my dog.
Martial law.
Martial law.
It's coming.
Quit moving the phone next time.
But, yeah, right. Okay.
So, yeah, martial law. That's the thing.
You're over there like a DJ, huh?
But they're setting things up, too, through all these continuity of government laws with, like, the NDAA and the Patriot Act. And
bullshit.
All
bunch
that,
of bullshit.
You know, and so... It gives the government absolute power over everything if there's any kind of crisis whatsoever, making it all too easy.
Well, they're about to expand Guantanamo.
They keep adding all these exceptions, all these exemptions and reasons and ways that they can detain us without rights. More and more. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
But there is...
There's a predatory system, no doubt.
There's a few flashes of hope that have come to light that... Well, one of them today is they're going to allow guns, it's going up for vote, to allow guns in Chicago, to bring pistols and people can carry guns. That's almost a sign.
U.S. District Court ruled it was unconstitutional, right?
Yes.
I'm sure they'll be appealing. That's got to go to the Supreme Court.
How can that be unconstitutional?
You have to be able...
To ban their guns.
I would rather live in a country where everybody's has guns, and it's shooting and whatever. But is that not better than the alternative?
No, you have...
Than just scumbags and government that have guns?
Civil respect for each other?
If everyone has guns, there isn't that much shooting.
There's not that big of a deal.
No one wants to get shot.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's when people don't have guns, and then bad people get guns that want to commit crimes, and it creates... unarmed victims.
Let's say I want to run up into the movie theater and start shooting, and all of a sudden, fucking, it just doesn't make sense. 8, 10, 15 people fucking pull out guns and say, oh, well, maybe this wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, and if everybody has a gun, some wacko ain't going to just get away with that.
It's not as...
Absolutely. No, so, you know, an armed population is a polite society.
It is.
And even actually, there's an article, a Detroit cop.
The Detroit, was just, that's what they just, want, in Detroit they want to bring back. Yes,
absolutely.
Open carry. Sheriff, absolutely. Open carry.
Just did a big speech about how every law-abiding citizen should be armed. Because therefore, it would cut back on all the crime and nonsense that they're
having.
See,
and speaking of that, dude, I want to go to Detroit and start just slaying fucking some actually, guns and shit. You could fucking lock down, you could lock down some blocks there. Can you imagine? You could lock down, if you had the money and the guns and the connection.
Right.
And, yeah, the guns and the connection for meth, you could lock down just a 10-block section there. And I'm not telling anybody to go do this, but... Like if I was some rich boy and I had a bunch of extra money,
technically in the
or if I was CIA
in Detroit, that is all bulldozed over. A bunch of hippies are buying it down there and turning it into big gardens and communes, and putting up Kwanzaa huts and trying to create nice communities.
See, but
Detroit's been written up in a lot of magazines.
The last stand of the CIA. The last stand of the CIA. Buy up a 10-block. And just hold it down with just meth and gun and just do it all fucking
meth and guns.
Gun. Do it. Do it, CIA, do it. Oh, it'd be so fucking awesome. Like RoboCop in the '80s, that movie. That's when I hear Detroit, that's what I think of.
It's nasty down in the downtown, worst part. I mean,
that movie like that was pretty much
2014.
It's the most gangster place that there is.
Federal government pulling a giant raid on Colorado.
Ooh. Yeah.
Good prediction. We have another one.
That's
so Barack Obama comes out of the closet. Colorado gets raided.
Yeah.
Another good one.
Yeah. It's only 20 minutes till the Virgin Sacrifice.
Yes.
We are throwing a party for the Virgin, right? Party for the Virgin?
It's always a party. It's always a party for the Virgin.
Sacrificed.
Right?
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in to the Intel Scanner. Coming to you live, broadcasting emergency transmission.
Here on mtradio.net.
Nestled in the bosom of the Lanik Technology Building, the sprawling acreage, going for miles as far as the eye can see. It's a beautiful day here. The flowers are singing in the meadows.
Well, we know the drones are coming. And
the drones are here.
The drone wars are.
Well, the drones have been here.
The drone wars.
See, it's one thing if a technology is in the shadows. See, but now they're bringing it out into the public eye. And now, when military and government bring technology from the shadows, it's an open form of intimidation. I mean, just like the Patriot Act. You look at the Patriot Act, and it says this is, which is just the Article 58 from USSR Russia. But we all knew that they could do this. But when they bring it out into the open, it's an open form of intimidation. This NDAA that just passed, open form of intimidation.
The thing about it is it's rule through force instead of rule through consent. We're supposed to actually we are consenting as a public if we're not rebelling against this nonsense that they're doing. That's our consent. That's our consent for them to do it. So they're ruining us through force. They're forcing our consent, though, through intimidation.
What we lack is a modern electronic means to communicate with our government. They do not respond to electronic
protests. There's
a
White House webpage with comment section.
We're in the age now that we can't all go march down to Washington. In demand.
Because we have
why aren't
jobs,
we?
Huh?
It's not that big.
That's what it'll take.
When so many people are poor and on welfare, seems like everyone that was on welfare got together and marched on Washington, that would be a lot of motherfuckers. That would be a lot of people. A lot of angry single baby mamas. Like, all of them on welfare.
That's what it should be.
Like,
we should have...
That would happen for all the wrong reasons. That would only happen when...
And then have the drones. That's what we need.
When they food stamps get cut.
That's what we need is drones killing all the single mothers.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That would spark the revolution, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I don't
know. I
don't think anyone would
care.
There'd
be a lot of idiots still playing fucking Call of Duty on Xbox. Come on. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
Fucking, let's go get some more Mountain Dew.
What a sick, sad state this fucking world is sunk into, man.
Boy, the U.S. is leading it. We're leading the party.
U.S. is where I grew up, so it's the world I know.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I've never left. Well, I went to Mexico for a couple of days once. Like, only time I can claim I ever left the U.S.
Just makes me sad that people have to live in such suffering because of a few elitists want to have so much domination and control over so many.
And then sell it to us like it's like okay. It's
a happy day party.
Yeah, like it's all good.
But they play this game like there's no solution.
Yeah, like there's no solution to Warren Buffett having $80 billion. Like, well, we don't. Like, I don't know really how to like disperse this. So we're like,
Jamie Dimon or Ben Bernanke.
It's a,
well,
it's a distribution. Any problem.
Of them? Yeah. Any of these cocksuckers? Like, yeah. Well, we don't really have. How disgusting are these pigs?
Competition is a sin
because we have a system that allows them to accumulate so much. And there needs
well,
to be,
it initially
there
really
be a,
wasn't like that. They seemed like people like that attained so much power and swayed the government and laws
oh,
into
it's
that.
It's so deep. We are so far beyond
self-perpetuating
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah, now yeah. it's like
we
yeah,
are so far
no
beyond.
There is a way out of it.
We don't have an
it's
active,
called kill yourself.
And we don't
no
have
one,
an active voting.
You know, just if people would just wake up to what the Federal Reserve is. How money works in America, the United States of America's money
the
is not its own.
Economy.
The debt-based economy, all of these things that.
Well,
if you try to talk about this stuff with the average person in the mall or on the street or at the gas station or at a grocery
store. But you can't
market,
just talk to anybody, you know.
Well, you know, if you did, if you were like, hey, what do you, you know, or even in a bar, if you're talking to somebody and want to talk about that with somebody, they're going to, everybody runs the fuck away from you. No one wants to talk about this stuff. And so.
Well, that's why we are.
And the thing is, if the Federal Reserve is too complicated to understand, then it's too complicated to exist as our universal money system.
Well, I mean, there's such a huge population and so much money. It has to be managed somehow, right?
Yeah, so we, I mean, the, yes. The poor saps aren't going to know what to do with it.
And that's what they're saying, I mean, right?
Exactly.
And how true is that? I mean, well, I don't like it how it is, but I mean, geez, how else could it be?
But it's all the money lost in computers. All in the just, if you could actually bring down all these record files of all the money owed, Fight Club, what they do at the end of Fight Club. Is bring down all the credit of everybody. That was
yeah,
like,
that's
that,
what they're
that,
afraid
that
of.
Was the essence of that movie.
Yeah, really. That's what they're afraid of.
Was and if you actually could do that, it would be insane.
If you hit a restart button, like the refresh button on the economy.
We've stacked all these houses, all these card houses, you know, houses of cards, just little line items on a computer. This against that, against that, against that, and you know,
oh, here I got
it. I can all collapse in no time.
I got a prediction for you.
It almost did.
I don't know. I don't know if this year. I got a prediction. It's the student loan bubble, and the student loan bubble.
That's building.
It's been building since the 1950s. This is bigger
it's
than
a whole,
this is bigger than anything that this is before all of our times. This has been building. Like, we're talking like 10 trillion. We're talking. It's astronomical.
Yeah, the student loan bubble is such a big host that the tick feeds off of. They will never burst that bubble. They'll never burst that bubble. That's a giant.
It inflates education prices the same way housing loans inflate.
Can you imagine
that
bubble when it pops?
Yeah, but thing is with the education thing,
when it pops, though,
it never ends.
At the same time, the internet education really just explodes. They'll work side by side.
Internet education.
Well, they're trying to hold that back a lot.
Yeah, that shit's a joke. That's all scam.
That's not a joke if you get the find real shit. You know, it's just weeding through the fucking
all
the nonsense.
There's
non-accredited schools. And
you're saying that there's good education on the internet.
Oh yeah, there are
non-credit transferable bullshit that they do.
There are, you know. IBM, some of the big companies are putting out courses. There's a lot of professors, you know, a lot of smart people that are putting training materials on the internet. It's a great educational resource.
That's the information superhighway, the internet. I mean,
superhighway.
Really, for real.
And what we need
anything
to see
you ever want to know, and a bunch of shit that's not even true.
Less of the monolithic institutionalized.
On the internet.
It's all on the internet. It must be true or not. I don't know. It's I like a big Ripley's Believe It or Not show. So I heard if you pour oil on your lawn, it makes the grass grow better. That's... Believe it or not. You know what I mean? It's like that. So is that true? And then you start a meme on Facebook about oil on your lawn makes it grow better.
That's what I heard.
Happy oil flowers.
It's best to use the used car oil because that has all the extra added minerals.
Yes,
that's what I heard.
Absolutely. So we're growing two-headed butterfly. I saw an article. A two-headed whale, two-headed and two-tailed whale was found in the Pacific Ocean, and they're trying to link it
is
to...
Is it like a Siamese twin type
it's
thing?
It's like in a conjoined twin,
yeah.
To Fukushima?
Politically.
They're trying to link it to that, but...
Probably born before that.
You know, there's been conjoined twins being born forever.
It was probably born
you
before
know,
that.
I mean,
Fukushima's 2 years.
2 years ago, and this is a young whale, though, a couple-year-old, yeah.
I don't know.
So who knows? I don't know. Whatever. Fukushima is...
Simpsons did it.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yep.
Oh, Professor Chaos. And General Disarray. But yeah, Fukushima radiation is approaching the West Coast.
Big time.
Big time. It's getting in the soil over there. It's getting in the feed, the grains that they feed at livestock.
It's really not even something anybody wants to even deal with.
Mm-mm.
It's not even something I really even want to deal with. It's because it's so...
But if you think you're experiencing radiation sickness...
Why haven't you called in?
The hotline, 406-702-9653. If you are having headaches, nausea, vomiting, or fever... Those are the early stages.
Diarrhea, bloody nose,
radiation sickness,
teeth falling out.
Those are
hair falling
more
out.
Far along. That's if you're getting all that. Now it's really far along into the stage.
Or if it's Ebola, like if you have Ebola,
three.
Call us.
Yeah, right. You'll have. I mean, you'll experience weakness and dizziness, mental confusion. If you're experiencing hair loss, skin lesions, bloody vomit and stools.
Yes.
Low blood pressure, wounds that are slow to heal.
Yes.
Bone marrow deterioration.
Oh.
Gastrointestinal and cardiovascular shutdown.
You might have radiation.
You might have radiation sickness. And also in that list is cancerous tumors. So if you have a cancerous tumor due to radiation exposure, call in now at 406-702-9653. It's probably Fukushima's fault because the... You know, 500% the radiation is up on the east on the West Coast.
And we are lawyers that can deal with this, so
there are
we can
lawyers
deal with
that can
no,
deal
we
with
are.
This. Yes. Yes.
So call in. This is
by you we you mean us, right. Absolutely.
Yes.
The collective
we.
Collective we.
Call me this week.
You know, give us a call. You got a problem with radiation? Now we come.
Tell a guy.
Yeah, you come in and clean it up, huh?
Give you a little this, a little that.
We're talking to you, Japan. Give us a call, huh?
I got some. I got a fur coat if you need it too. Just whatever.
So yeah. Radiation is our friend. We like it. We're drinking it in. We're learning how to process the radioactive compounds into energy for the body. We will no longer have to eat. We'll be able to just stare at the sun.
Is that what they want to mutate us to?
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know.
Maybe that's like the Soylent. Maybe they figure it out that that's how they can turn us. That's how they'll feed us Soylent.
So we won't have to eat, and it'll just be a radioactive environment.
Yeah,
and runs. The battery is in the media that we swim in.
That'd be kind of wild.
That would be crazy. We wouldn't have to eat. That's a really advanced idea, if that's the case.
Wow. Here we are. We broke it wide open again.
We just broke it wide open.
Uh-oh. Here we are. The secret government is radiating the world because they're going to mutate us because that's the only way that they can feed all these people and everything that we have going on.
Yeah.
Wow, we just broke another one wide open. Wow. Holy shit. Holy shit. Here we are, 2014, Intel scanner.
Of them. Huh. Who'd have thought they were that pro-human
They're
race.
Using us to feed the poor Africans.
Soylent Green.
Africa is the next frontier.
Yes, it is. That's been said for a long time, and yes, China's there big. China's building fucking cities and shit there secretly. France has the big nuclear, that's where they get all their uranium from. That's the biggest uranium. Africa is where it's at, actually.
Not to mention diamonds.
Oh, diamonds, everything. It's everything. It's and a lot of it's unexplored. Oh, yeah.
Rare earth minerals.
A lot of Africa. Also,
that's the new shit they're digging on. Rare earth minerals.
A lot of old
civilizations. Oh, you want to talk about rare earth minerals.
That's what runs all the tech that we're using.
Still a lot of old civilization we haven't unearthed.
I'm gonna go a little off topic here. Do you know why the United States will never leave Afghanistan? Do you know why?
Poppies, opium, I don't know.
Do you know why?
Opium.
Do you know why? Rare earth minerals. It's the largest deposit of rare earth minerals on planet Earth. Of specially types of ore.
Right.
They can create like the super hard steel and they use them, Afghanistan has the largest deposit.
Processes.
Dude, years ago that stand-up comedians were cracking jokes like,
China's,
this place will never
China's
know peace.
China's got access to a lot of
Afghanistan will coast. Never know peace. Because if we're not there, it will be China, and if not China, it'll be Russia. It will be one of us there.
Yes.
I mean, think about the history of that place. It will be one of the three continents, just like George Orwell speaks about in 1984. And I don't mean to be a stupid tie-in on that, but just like he speaks about. East Asia, Eurasia, and Oceania. And there will be one of the three superpowers there. Always has been.
Holy Trinity.
That is. It is like a trifecta. That is.
The Holy Trinity of the world. Russia, China, and the United States of America.
Oh,
of
Durka
Durkistan.
Durka Durka.
The United States of Durka Durka.
Durka Durka. Muhammad Jihad.
The United States of Hollywood, Taco Bell, Walmart, Rockefeller,
we pray
Chevron.
To the oh government.
Yes, Gary.
Gary.
You must suck my cock.
You must suck my cock. This isn't about gay. This is about being a team player.
So we're
what an awesome
we're
movie. I need to
play some music here, I think, in a minute.
Yeah, I need to smoke a cigarette.
We'd like to thank y'all tuning in so far. We're going to play
Absolutely.
Some Montana music. Some stuff that I like, and I hope that you like as well. It's coming at you straight out of the deep heart of the U.S. of A.
If you promise you would never die, I'll make love to you right now.
I promise.
Will never die.
I will never die.
All right. We're going to play some Past Mars here.
How stupid is that movie?
North Studio. I stick out for what I we are back on the Intel Scanner. It is 11:30 somewhere. Wherever you are, it might be 11:30. Not here, but somewhere. It's 11:30.
So, on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking to some people about there. What up to Boo Boo and Ray up in the D? What up? Monica's. So there's been cases of people vanishing in on federal parks and state parks. There's been several, there's hundreds of cases.
It's been happening for a long time.
One or two people. If you go to a state park or a campsite that's federal land, there's a higher chance of you disappearing from there than if you're even in a bigger city. It's a huge ratio.
Is this wildlife abductions?
No one knows. Well, I predict that a lot more people will be disappearing from national parks.
Sometimes two or three, but up to 20 and 30 people disappearing from the same locations across the U.S. in national parks. Sometimes from right under the noses of people that are with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. Young, old, and in between, some of them are found in places that are termed inaccessible or in areas that have already been searched.
I heard this on Coast to Coast years ago. When I used to listen to it at night.
So a lot of times, though, their clothes are found left behind.
Most of these national parks were renowned mystical places.
Right? Burial, ancient burial grounds and shit.
You know, you have to wonder what might be going on there.
On the ancient burial ground. Right. Yeah, you never know. I don't know. I was just saying there's been an uptick of that.
No, that's been happening for a long time.
Yep,
there's different remains being left.
Wow.
Wish I had done more research on that. It'd be a good topic.
Hmm?
That's a good topic.
Sure. Some people are saying that they're being abducted for food for the Greys.
Well, it's obviously terrestrial, you know, extraterrestrial.
I don't know, man. It's hard saying if there's an ancient species that is from the Earth that has hidden itself from mankind and maybe manipulated mankind, but from the Earth as well, and just an older species of whatever they are, reptilian insectoids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call them the Greys or the Elohim. You know, and the owl Moloch is their primary god, and you know, non-terrestrial perhaps, or terrestrial. You never know. Who knows? If you think the aliens are from outer space, or if they're from the Earth, or they're the government with a highly advanced technology, give a call in. 702-9653. Y'all's out there having a good time.
Aliens, by definition, have to be foreign.
Foreign from this.
Foreign. Whatever. I mean, our fish would be an alien to the land. That type of alien.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Foreign
so,
to the Earth.
I mean, that's why we say extraterrestrial.
What do you think? Maybe they're living under the surface of Mars? Because Mars used to be like Earth.
Be.
And maybe they went and that's because if there are extraterrestrials, then they're obviously in touch with the government. I mean, if you believe in this, if a person believes in this,
they depleted Mars and they were able to send something here.
And it seems that it would be that way, if you were a believer in all the.
Never like know. I don't know. It's probably just evil people here that are fucking doing this stuff with, you know, millions of kids missing every year, child trafficking rings, Catholic pedophiles. There's supervisors that protect them, do whatever they want. I don't know, the hollow hoax, politicians, banks, media, churches, courts, the child protective services. All these, I mean, people come up missing every day from all them things too, you know.
Catholicism is scary. People talk about the Jewish conspiracy, and the Jews this and the Jews that. Motherfuckers better get worried about Catholicism because they're really the ones running it. I mean.
Seems like they're targeting Christians and no, Catholics aren't necessarily, I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know what's going on.
Catholic versus Jewish.
If anybody knows what's going on, call in.
If you know what the real deal is, yeah, give us a shout. Shout out.
Tell me what's going on.
Hallelujah. Meanwhile, chemtrails are being dumped all over us. Meanwhile, radiation is saturating all of our foodstuffs. Meanwhile, there's so many poor and hungry homeless people out there. Meanwhile, they keep making more bombs and more guns and more military and going to war, trying to go to war everywhere around the world and take over this, take over that. You know, is it really for the benefit of mankind to do all that? Who knows? I don't know. What do we want to do? If everyone could make a good living and live a comfortable life, if every average day Joe that didn't even barely graduate high school could get a job anywhere, like at McDonald's or shoveling shit or digging ditches or doing anything that would pay, any job you get would pay enough to raise a family on, to maybe buy a house if you manage your money right, then we would have a good economy, but it's and people could live comfortably. So why isn't it that way? Why is it?
Well,
that
we have to get rid of the debt culture, the inflated house prices due to the loaning programs. I mean, it's all these government help programs that have inflated the prices for anyone who's not on the government hook.
And by hook, you mean
a teat sucking at the.
So getting food stamps and Medicaid.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much force you on, and I mean, it's almost impossible to live without it. You have to get a housing assistance. You have to get a loan, you know, to afford a house. You know, it's not in anyone's salary over a number. You really can't save up and pay for a house in cash.
Why not?
Not anything. Nobody decent. Makes
enough.
I mean, yeah.
There's so
much money to do that. Why is it that wages have to be so low?
When was it? In the 40s or the 50s, we started all these housing loan programs. And
this is after World War II. It was a right after World War II thing. Got crazy in the 60s.
I just realized
it's just
I really
another
like
way that the government manipulates.
They are good.
Prices
is fine. Jeez.
So in 1952, you could buy 100 Fig Newtons for 1 hour's worth of work. Now, for 1 hour's worth of work, you can get like 30 Fig Newtons or something. You know, barely.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Fig Newtons have really gone up in value as, or something.
Compared to the dollar.
To the dollar.
Yep.
A good analogy of how the ruling class looks at the proletariat, the working class, is take it back to Detroit at 1907. Let's say 1907 Detroit. Everybody's living in communal housing. You know, this is right before they started burning down the car factories and it was like, all right, fuck you. You know, they had everybody living in communal housing, doing barely scraping by. Dude, and the rich, dude, they were living in mansions, opulence, showing up to the work site in 20-foot Duesenbergs, fucking burning fucking 9 gallons of fucking gas an hour. I mean, just...
Oh, what are those?
And that's how they look at it. And they still look at it the same way. Like, we're going to push you to the complete brink of having nothing, absolute, until you are at the point of murdering our children in front of us. These people will murder their own children. They could give a fuck about your children. You know about the Special Olympics? I just heard about this not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
What about
Special Olympics?
I'm trying, not sure.
You're going to like this.
They're fixed.
The Kennedys, if only. The Kennedys had a daughter, right? Kennedy family, we all know who those sweethearts are. They had a daughter. And this daughter didn't want to conform and go to like fancy dinners, didn't want to learn how to be a lady. She wanted to go out and party and just be the spoiled rich girl and this and that. So at the time, there was an experimental surgery called lobotomy going on.
Frontal lobotomy.
Frontal lobotomy. So, oh, hey, let's shove our daughter into the fucking experimental surgery of frontal lobotomy. Gave her a fucking lobotomy. What do you think happened?
Wow. Dirt.
Turns into an idiot. And And I guess they felt guilty or whatever. She still lived as a vegetable, whatever. It's some weird asylum or whatever you want to call it. And they started the Special Olympics in her honor. Her father, who was never even talked to her after that. Wow. He was like totally ashamed of her and stuff, but wouldn't have her killed.
So, wow. If there's anyone out there that would have,
if you've got a wild child, consider frontal lobotomy.
So
they have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy
to do a frontal lobotomy to, and then shove her in the closet for 30 years to hide your guilt. We'll do it for you.
There's a movie, Frances, that's based on a story just like that. About an actress, a real true story of an actress that was committed.
Isn't that called?
I don't know, but the Special Olympics are held in her honor.
That's
a true story.
Maybe Sucker Punch is made after her then. You ever see that movie too?
Mm-hmm. Awesome movie.
Yeah.
I'm in love with that blonde girl.
She's too young.
She would definitely fit in the trunk.
She's old enough now, I think. Mm. She was the little girl.
She's trunkable.
What was that? Lemony Snicket. In a series of unfortunate events.
He was in that?
Yeah.
No, I remember that.
Just a fun fact for you. Girl from Sucker Punch, Baby Doll.
Oh, yeah, Baby Doll.
Baby Doll. It's up to you, Baby Doll.
That was a super awesome movie. And she was plenty old enough. She was like 19, 20.
Yeah, she
was,
yeah.
At least. Yeah.
Good stuff. Samurai warrior, little blonde girl with a sword.
No, the movie was totally. It was totally out of line. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was bummed that she got a lobotomy at the end, though. That's the thing with that.
The lobotomy. Yeah. It might have been in honor of the Kennedy daughter.
Yeah.
I don't have my notes in front of me, but yeah, if anybody wants to look that up and give us a call on the exact facts on that.
Right. What was the inspiration for the lobotomy?
Because she didn't want to conform, and they were like, she didn't want to be a lady, didn't want to go to, she was like, they forced her into some super fucking radical surgery. And you think these fuck bags give a shit about your children? This is what they do to their kids. Mm-hmm. Get fucked. Mm-hmm. It is over, people.
These people are demons running the world.
These are the scum of the fuck. The Kennedys, the Randolphs, the Rockefeller, all these scum. The Adams,
the Bushes,
they don't give a fuck. The Bushes,
the Clintons,
Clinton, all shit. All shit. And if you have a problem with it, call in.
Right?
Silence is consent. Everybody agrees because you're not calling in.
You know, who should we elect into our governmental, who should rule over us then? As a society, as a whole, somehow we have to have some sort of administration. And that turns into some sort of a hierarchy. Okay, we have this group of people. We need one of this group to step back and sort of manage this group. And then that group grows bigger and you need more management. I mean, it's just the way things work. So there's no really avoiding that sort of scenario forming out of any.
It should be those that have
society.
The best ideas.
The states should, I mean, it should somehow be like the
it shouldn't be the
how
people,
how the founding fathers
just the ideas it. I mean, we should just vote on the results, the laws, the, I mean, why even elect a person?
Well,
to make promises to, you know, I guess there's the I'm just not sure we need a singular figurehead,
representatives
at this point
of
the electronic age.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we need councils. We need to live in a council union.
The council
in, in Russian,
right.
In Russian, you
need
Soviet
counselors.
That's what Soviet is. Mm-hmm. That's what council is in Russian. Council union. There's different councils.
Right.
And then when the council talks to the council, well, we got to meet with the council and fucking, you know, the council got to talk to the other council. How it is?
Bureaucratic dream.
And we'll get you some funding. Don't you worry. You just go out and starve fucking 10 million people to death, and we'll get you some money. We need a death quota. Yeah, you gotta love the death quotas. We need 200 a day dead, verified at your hands, and we'll get you a military quota. We'll get you some tanks and some guns. But we need to make sure you're down.
Well, how many confirmed kills was that again?
Yeah. One at a time. Well, that's when they require you to cut off their heads, and you start filling bags filled with fucking heads, and 200 heads come. You know, 200 people fucking.
Right.
That's. Nothing else could
quite. Because I ain't taking no bullshit, man.
Yeah, I'm taking no bullshit. Exactly. Right. If you want some tanks and some AK-47s and you want to do this.
Show me some nuts.
I need some bagfuls of heads. I need
nut up or shut up, motherfucker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Not deer heads. Not fucking dog heads. Not fucking human heads. I mean,
wow.
Bag loads.
See, why has he got to come to all that? I kind of think the idea is what we should be focused on. Ideas for progress. Upward momentum, forward progression. That type of thing.
See, but what's the future hold? We need to get off the planet then.
Absolutely.
We do. That's part of it.
That's got to be the only future thing because either...
The planet is a critical extinction point at this point. You know, we need to diversify our home base. I mean, some of us got to launch away. We need to move on some far-off missions. We're going to separate. The human species will separate.
We have to find these other planets.
We may have separated already. We may be going back to... You know, something that was lost.
Well, we have to find the planets that are the closest that live in the Goldilocks zone, and we have to go to those planets. That has to be the only idea for the future, right?
Yeah, we have to figure out
how to pollute this fucker to death.
Freeze ourselves for like 40,000 years to go to some of these places.
We'll move in quick into the last days of the proletariat. It's not an exaggerated story. That's what it's going to. There's going to be big, extravagant shows of mutant... Animal-human hybrids killing each other
and
soldiers killing them. And it's going to be that way. It's not going to go any other way.
That would be.
There's going to be huge church. There's going to be huge churches and to worship the god. They're going to fucking do human sacrifice. You think it's not? It's always been that way.
So do you predict?
We do sacrifice ourselves for the money god.
Oh my god! Human beings are nothing but a death cult. We are nothing but a death cult. Look at the whole history of human life. We do nothing but worship death and blood and sex and hate towards each other. It's disturbing. Right? I mean, am I wrong in even saying that? A death cult. I'm not the first one to say that.
There's a lot of good stuff that goes on, too, between humans, besides all that. On a larger scale.
But for the most part, death cult. The
thing is, groups form. You know, two people turn into fucking
our competitive instincts.
Million people. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you're right. We all, I mean, as soon as there's two bubbles, one bubble tries to pop the other bubble.
I mean, we're all animal by nature, but as a human, you know, you try to elevate above that, and you can be competitive
in a mature sense. And then you become a fucking lawyer, and the old saying goes, like with lawyers, is... If one lawyer lives in a town...
Lawyers are way below.
If one lawyer lives in... Well, I'm going to tie it in. If one lawyer lives in a town, then he'll go broke. But if two lawyers live in a town, then they'll both drive Cadillacs. You know what I mean? Because there will always be developed somebody else that comes in. But you can always correspond and create whatever, controlled opposition. And that's all lawyers are. Think about prosecutors and defense attorneys. It's controlled opposition. In the end, these idiots fucking are on the same goddamn team. And if anybody believes that the Republican Democrats are on the same...
They just perpetuate their game.
It's just the same crap.
That we're all playing by default. We didn't opt in.
It's the two cavemen that figured out how to make fire. And it's like, well, I'll hold one part of the fucking making the fire, and you hold the other part, and we'll act like we fucking hate each other and have to fight for it.
At 18, citizenship should be a choice.
Go to Clan Dapu, fight for your nation, become a citizen. Do you want to know more?
Yes.
So what rights are going to be afforded as a citizen?
For our children, we should offer, now this will keep the laws in check, what we should offer is a citizenship choice when you turn 18. We'll pay to ship you off to a different country if you want, but you want to stay a citizen, you have the choice.
Then you have to suck my cock,
you're
Gary.
You must. Right. We have to actually make this place worth sticking around.
Because who's going to accept all the people that say, fuck this place, and we got to ship them somewhere?
Africa. Go where?
There's nowhere to send them anymore.
Take the Stargate?
African missions.
The moon? I mean, Mars?
Well, all the groundwater.
Missionaries.
All the groundwater is about to be polluted in the U.S.
In the whole world.
All the fracking? Well, here especially. The
fracking is becoming...
Well, they're doing all the fracking over the Ogallala Aquifer. Do you know how big the Ogallala Aquifer is?
Pretty
Montana,
huge.
All the way down It's the biggest underground aquifer known to man. And it sits right here in the U.S. And it goes like 12 states, 15 states. It's huge. Montana, all the way down, Nebraska, all the way down to Texas, New Mexico, all the way back around. But they're doing a whole bunch of fracking on top of this aquifer, and it just doesn't make any sense. Hmm. And the whole Midwest, the whole Kansas, Nebraska, all the corn and everything is all fed by this aquifer. Ogallala
just
aquifer.
To tap another 20 years out.
It just doesn't make any sense. And polluting it.
Some fossil sludge.
Just doesn't make any sense. So where are we going to send idiots? Probably just keep them here. Because there's going to be no good water. The land will be torn to shit. And everybody can move to Africa and South America.
I'm thinking about South America already.
South America might be the best bet. That seems to be where all the fucking idiots with money from this country are going.
Right. It's where everybody from Nazi Germany went too.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no, Uruguay just to legalize marijuana.
We should go down to Guyana. We should go down to Guyana and get the old Jonestown plantation.
Yeah.
It's open.
Just buy it for nostalgia reasons.
It's open. We go down there and start it all over. We'll be like fucking 2.0. Jonestown 2.0. Prediction 2014. We need a Jonestown 2.0.
Maybe be even bigger than a Obama.
Jonestown 2.0.
We just call it Jones now. A little
Jones.
More modern.
Jones 2.0.
Jones 2.0. Oh! This is happening. Wow. That would be so awesome. Wow, we need to put together.
Maybe Jonesville?
Jonesville. Jonesburg.
Jonas Heights. Get a Hispanic flair to it, right? Juanes Heights.
New Jones.
New Jonestown.
Jones Haven.
New Jones Haven.
Totally suburban. Jones Haven.
Yeah, I'm just up the street in this cul-de-sac, you know. Everybody talking.
Nothing going on up here.
Canadian accent.
Don't you worry about
Sunny Jonesboro.
Don't you worry about those gun towers. Don't you even... The barbed wire fences.
What, those? Oh, no. They're...
We've had happy camps.
Those are happy towers, yes.
I know, if you could afford it, what could the government say to you? Like, it's not a concentration camp.
What, the U.S.?
Yeah, if you had a bunch of money, you were fucking had a bunch of... Well, I guess I can't even really get too fucking scumbag.
Well, if I were king.
So, how does Jones, Reverend Jones, get up and build Jonestown without having backing?
Must have had some kind of backing.
Some kind of somewhere
CIA.
Backing.
CIA. He was CIA backed, wasn't he?
Has to be. It hasn't been verified. Of course not. But all...
We can mostly see.
All... Well, see, I hope everybody's starting to see it more clearly. Because all this nonsense has to be starting to come clear after a while. Because nobody wants to think that their government is filled with demons and scum. But... I mean, after all these decades, I mean, it's really starting to look like World War II was the absolute turning point, right? Was the absolute turning point in all this?
Well,
For the U.S.?
1913, when the Federal Reserve came
right before World War
I. I think that was the turning point.
Well, yeah, we the income tax and a lot of things in 1913.
Well, see, World War I shifted everything. That's why we had to have World War II, was to balance out everything that
income
World War
tax
I
is totally
shifted
corrupted
in different...
Our great nation. The corruption on...
Because Russia had to be taken off. They're full steam ahead towards capitalism. They had to be taken off that rail. Because they were going to be the kings. They were going to completely own the world. And that shifted everything. And then World War I shifted everything. And the whole mechanized war became World War II. Because it was called the Great War. It was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Didn't happen. Of course not.
There's always going to be another
See,
war.
Except the next war.
Except the
brought to you by Rothschild Rockefeller. Dead children's heads at their estate.
That'd be awesome. If you were that rich, you just have fucking all the dead people, fucking all the dead people fucking on your estate that you make all the money off of. That's big piles of body. I mean, think about all the blood that Lockheed Martin and Boeing and all these corporations that make money, that their stock options are traded on blood. Think about if they had to have all those dead bodies piled up in front of their big pretty houses and stuff. You think they'd still be doing what they're doing? They had to have fucking just... if they were the ones that had to like physically handle those bodies, right, and throw them away and get them out of the way and dispose of them. I don't know. It's wild. It's wild what we've allowed in this country where to come to. This is not the U.S. of 50 years ago. Right? I don't know.
It's not the same country.
It doesn't seem like it.
I just want to mention the income tax again, because it's a tax not based on what we need, you know, what we need money for as a country, but it's a tax on productivity. And it's like...
it's a tax on everyone's individual labor.
And as the nation from the top yearns for more money, it further enslaves the people to produce it via this slave tax on income, on work. It's a tax on your work.
Government does not stop taking taxes.
And it must be repealed.
Well, government does not stop taking taxes.
From the friendly folks.
At the intel scale. What would we run society with if taxes weren't being paid to fund schooling and roads and...
well, those don't come from income tax. Those are all levied directly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how these...
so where exactly does your income tax go to?
Well,
again?
That's a good question.
Well, I was just wondering.
Yeah, let's look at that statement.
I know I paid that.
Does anybody know? Call in.
If you know where your income tax goes.
Yeah.
Give
anybody
call.
Can give us a definitive
answer. If we could at least get
that.
A line item statement, maybe I'd, you know, be more into it.
I've seen a couple of line item statements like this much goes to the military, this much goes to public welfare, this much goes to corporate welfare.
Where is the representation of this tax? Taxation without representation.
On the car plates of Washington, D.C., they tell you right on it, taxation without representation. That's their slogan on the Washington, D.C. car plates.
Totally,
I mean, look it up.
Totally just misconstruing that. They would. No,
they mean
now
it. No, they mean it exactly, word for word.
Rather than as a call to action to overthrow, you know, they're going to use that as their motto.
This
their
country,
mantra.
You got to understand, this country was taken and founded by terrorist families. That's what they were.
And it must
they
be
were
kept.
Terrorists.
It must be kept alive that way.
Exactly. Last days of the proletariat. Thank you.
We're in
Thank
a surveillance
you.
Grid.
Nelson Sarosa, last days of the proletariat.
Not to condone.
You are all being watched.
We're talking about just harnessing our own great power within to fulfill the dreams of this nation. That's all we need to do.
Dreams of the nation. What are the dreams of this nation? What could possibly be the dreams of, like, the highest ranking pieces of shit in our government? What are their dreams? They already have everything. They can do whatever they want. What are their dreams?
Yeah, well, I say nation. I don't mean them.
No. Well, we can only think as big as the fucking people that are running the show.
Their dreams are for the masses to not revolt against them. That's their dream, to keep their control on all this. That's their dream.
Yeah,
they don't want to lose their control.
Insecure.
They don't want to lose any of that power. They don't want us to be able to say, no, you don't have this right to govern over us anymore. We're taking this away. We're going to do this a different way. All this whole shit that's going on so far is...
and they all have really short dicks, I heard.
Probably why they get into this.
Especially like the Randolph Hearsts. I heard that they were fucking They pretty much just all were born with vaginas, right? Yeah, blow me. Well, now this has been a fucking killer show. We have talked a lot of shit. And if anybody doesn't like it, please call in at 406-702-9653. We're eagerly awaiting your call. If you have the fucking guts to call in, which you don't. So I wanted to talk about this. These are called voluntary checkpoints. Now, these have been going down all over the country, and it's a federal private contractor. And what will happen is you're on the highway, and there'll be some police officers in their cars, and they'll wave you down, hey, and then you'll pull over, and they'll be like, hey, would you, and they ask you, would you like to do this survey? Now, you have the police and stuff there, so it's already intimidating you into, like into it. I mean, you have the right to say no to this, but they already have off-duty police officers. These are off-duty police officers that have been brought in to do this. They're getting paid out of private funds.
They want to swab your cheek and take
Hold on. These contractors are contracted under the NHTSA. No matter how much research I do on the government, I keep finding more of these fucking bureaucratic bullshit. This is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Disgusting. And the private contractor that they're hiring to do these is called the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation. Now, they'll pull you over and stuff. Now, if you say no or whatever, then they'll immediately be like, well, hey, let's give you $10 for your saliva and $50 for your blood.
Oh, yeah, now, I read about that.
And what they're doing is oh, well, we're doing a survey just on people and this and that. And do not fall for it. I mean, this is so disgusting, and what a joke. Hiring off-duty police officers.
These are on our national interstates.
Yeah. Yeah. Bunch of fucking pigs. It's disturbing. Right? Wrong?
I understand if an off-duty police officer wants to help patrol his neighborhood, keep it safe or something. But he wants to help. There has to be some locality of cause. If a community feels like they need checkpoints on their street, I think a community, local community, might have a right to harass.
To police it themselves?
Yeah, but, and, you know.
That's the way it should be. Neighborhood watch. That already is that.
They should just police it themselves.
They already do that.
Well.
But it's on the highways and stuff.
It shouldn't be pulling people over. Building a DNA profile. That's all this is about. Yeah. It's building a DNA profile on every person. It's disgusting.
They must be looking for some certain type of DNA or something.
And we have very few laws protecting our private, our genetic privacy.
Well, it's like America's in Stockholm Syndrome, though. Every person's like, it's like we've been taken over by this kidnapper, and now that the kidnapper's had us for so long.
We're all friends, we're all...
And fed us, and, you know, untied, loosened our handcuffs a little bit.
We can't live without you.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, you're a good guy. We're buddies. We're friends. And but the government is definitely not the average person's friend. The police, technically, these days aren't hardly your friend. If you're being raped in an alley and the cop rolls up on you, maybe they might help you. Or who knows? They might not. They might help the
might
resist.
Just pull up and fucking they like might and help film them. It for their website
you
or,
know,
whatever.
Or whatever. They might. It probably is their friend that's doing it. Their partner. If a cop rolls up and you're being raped, it's probably the rapist is his partner.
Like in Pulp Fiction, you know, like at the end of Pulp Fiction at the pawn shop?
It's ridiculous. What do you do with that?
Zed?
I mean, also, I see that there's going to be a big surge in police brutality over this next year also. It's
already
on the rise.
Continuing.
It's going to be
continuing rise.
We're going to see more murders by cop.
Yes.
Death by cop. At an all-time high.
Children getting murdered.
Yep, all-time high. Death by cop, man. But death by officer.
That's what they need to do is just start pulling children out of cars, just like, poof, blow their fucking brains out right in front. That would teach the rest of them. Dude.
Well, you know, you lead by example.
Lead by example. Propaganda by the deed. Yes.
So.
Yeah, there needs to be some police officers that really step up to the game on this one. Start really showing all the other, you know, what the how we do lawbreakers.
Yeah.
Come here, lawbreaker.
Law enforcement is all about
lawbreaker. Enforcing these lawbreaker. Laws. I'm gonna teach you a lesson.
Yes.
Like they could put on a wrestling outfit. This is in honor of Macho Man, Lawbreaker. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's going too.
Oh, it's. Have you watched these new episodes of Cops?
I can't watch them.
They are disgusting.
They make me so mad.
Absolutely disgusting.
Can't watch it.
I believe 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They show, man, these cops are allowed to just beat people up. I mean, totally beat them up in front of the camera, and it's okay. And wow. It's totally, I mean, they're showing on, it's, I assume
that's
it's
disgusting.
Okay. I mean, it's not okay.
People to accept it.
But it's coming.
Yeah. You know, trying to condition people
TV.
To accept it.
No, last days of the proletariat.
Just TV.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah, but,
I mean, I'll never do anything bad. I'll never have to worry about the cops. Yeah,
nope.
Whatever.
You'll see.
There's always a reason to arrest
always.
Someone.
There's always a reason.
There's a law on the books you're breaking at any given moment.
Yep. I'm leaning back in my chair too far.
Lawbreaker!
Well, that's law grabbing there.
Get over here and pull your pants down.
Most laws are victimless, too. I mean, if you break a law and there's no victim, that's the thing. You've broken a law because you... If, like, speeding
well,
law,
and a lot of laws
example.
Are just moral implications of the same actions. You know, trying to give you a moral punishment, punishing you differently because you had a drink in your hand or something. You know, there's a lot of, just a whole lot of redundancy and unnecessary bullshit.
We're run by a bunch of bureaucrats, that's for sure. This
just
in.
That's what it was created as.
Michelle Obama is a transsexual man.
Yes.
Barack Obama is gay. Just in.
Yeah. Breaking news. You heard it here first.
Well, I'm reading
wow.
the article.
I assume that.
Actually,
we already knew that.
That's
I mean,
a headline, bro, already.
I mean, we already knew that. I mean, that was like Edward Snowden
like
telling us
says.
Everything's being recorded. I mean, we knew.
Who says Obama's not the Antichrist?
And you know, he wishes he was that cool.
Transsexual wow. man. That's the most believable part.
Michelle is a beast, isn't she?
Yes.
Dude, you know Barack wants to divorce her and get a whole bunch of white pussy. You know he does. He can't wait until he's out of office. He's counting the fucking moments. Bitch, I can't wait to get you out of here. He's like Nelson Mandela in prison. He's like, I can't wait to be out of prison and bitch, you're gone. I'm done. I'm just using you to get top ramen and envelope.
He's living in bondage to this transsexual man right now. I kind of feel bad for him.
maybe, dude, you know he needs to be gay and have like a bunch of fucking 18-year-old white boys.
Obama.
Fucking gay
That's
white boys.
Oh,
on leashes and shit. For like when he gets rid of Michelle, dude, Obongo with fucking...
Monkey face Michelle.
Hot little fucking white boys and Speedos and shit on leashes. Barack
Look at
ball.
Her. She has a penis in this picture.
Yes. Michelle Obama has a penis. Breaking news. This is happening.
That's proof.
There's proof right
Michelle
here.
Michelle Obama is in studio now showing us her penis.
She's in
and
studio
we
right
I am disgusted. I am. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh.
Put the fuck
put it
away,
fucking
bitch.
Away and get out of my face.
Bitch. Get out of here.
You disgusting pig. Oh my god.
Wow. It's an abomination.
All right. Well, she's gone. She's gone, people. It's
yeah,
okay.
Thank God.
We lived through it.
I could never get that visual out of my head. Damn. It's all right. Whatever.
That's like Puxatawny Phil making the prediction for the year
making
2014.
Right?
Michelle Obongo pulls up her dress and fucking her dick goes to the left. It's
pulls
like 6 weeks more on fucking winter.
Well, we're in for a dire year.
Well,
folks.
We're in for 6 weeks more of winter here.
Yeah, if you see about Michelle Obama's costume for 6 more weeks, there.
Oh well. At least we'll never have to see her again. We're not doing that again next year, that's for sure.
Wow, that's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, it gets wild here. We got. Well, are we ready to sacrifice
it's
this 10-01. Virgin?
It's 10:01. We're gonna go sacrifice this virgin.
Oh, is it?
Thanks for tuning in. We love all you. If you got one thing to say to the people, what would it be?
It's too late. There's no fucking They're closing in.
Give up now.
There's that drone. Put a gun to your head and just
pull resistance is futile. Yes.
Resistance kiss your ass is futile. Goodbye.
I don't know what.
You will be assimilated or die. Assimilate or die.
I don't know. That's scary times ahead. That's really.
2014 is really going to see a big push on the rollout of tyranny and oppression and austerity. And if you don't know what any of them words mean, you need to go look them up.
I agree.
Revolution.
Because that's the type of shit they're trying to impose upon you. Just the fact that you don't know the words means that it's working. They're keeping you dumbed down.
It's time for a repossession.
A repossession.
A repossession of the nation.
I don't know if it can happen.
People got to get their face out of the
screen. I'm claiming eminent domain.
People have to get their faces out of the screens that are always right in front of them. Because how can anyone function with the screen blaring into their eye sockets all day long? You can't focus on the world around you. You're wrapped up into a tiny little pixel. You know, it's like, man, if you don't get out and interact, get to know your neighbors. Talk about strategies that you might, you know, implement if there was a martial law shutdown. If cops are coming up the block, kicking in every door, instead of letting them cops kick in every door, 10 people, 5 y'all neighbors got enough resistance to just be
question.
Like, no, yeah. We're not. You're not coming in all our houses. You're going to have to come through all of us. What are you, big men going to shoot us? We're all Americans here. Unless they got foreign troops doing it. In which case, I recommend, you know, setting landmines for them.
And yes, you all will be charged with bogus obstructing justice.
Yeah. The U.S. military. Yeah.
Be prepared.
The U.S. military recruits in Canada and Mexico. They have French-speaking regiments and Spanish-speaking regiments in the U.S. military for the Canadian and Spanish. It's already. They'll have a bunch of fucking whoever's showing up.
So like I said, get with your neighbors. Get to know the people around you. Form groups. Come up with plans to resist. When this all goes down and they want to really roll out this type of stuff, we're going to have to be a resistance to that. Otherwise, it's going to roll over everyone. They're going to take your wife and rape her in the fucking room in front of you because you don't have to take your kids and put them in a different old camp and indoctrinate them.
I mean, they already
you'll never
do.
See anybody ever
they
again.
Slave you 10, 12 hours a day just to make a living.
In the civilian work programs that they already have documents
well, that's already.
Saying that they're going to do if it comes down to that. So that's why I say we have to unite on a more basic level. All of us that are neighbors, they know there's 50 people that live on your block. And if everybody knew 50 people that were all on the same page and could at least get along enough to say, well, yes, we're neighbors, we're citizens, we all have jobs, we work, we live in the same neighborhood, we have the same concerns for our freedom and safety, because the government isn't responsible for our safety, we are responsible for
absolutely.
Our safety. That's where that all boils down. So get to know your neighbors, form some groups. Get informed.
You've been listening to the Intel Scanner.
MTRadio.net.
We're going to leave you here with some Switch Off Safety, just to wrap it up.
I love that band. Switch Off Safety.
Switch it off.
Make sure to put it down in concert.
Really?
Go see them live, Local Acts Rule. Got to check them out. If you haven't seen them,
it was a great night. Thank you all for listening. This was great.
We love you. Love to all of y'all. Peace, prosper, resist.
Resist.
Resist it all.
This information was suppressed. It was kept from the American people. Why? How many pieces of evidence do we need to prove that there is a conspiracy?